AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senior UN officials warn they will suspend aid operations across Gaza unless Israel acts urgently to protect aid workers against lawlessness and Israeli strikes. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Among other things, the UN wants its workers to have direct communications with Israeli forces on the ground. The State Department's Matthew Miller says the U.S. is trying to help both parties decide what to do, but ultimately,
they need to be able to work together to resolve this security situation.
Word of the UN ultimatum comes as a leading hunger authority reports the influx of aid into northern Gaza earlier this year eased the crisis. Refugees International Chief Jeremy Kanindike says that's good news. The bad news is all of Gaza remains at high risk of famine.
So we're talking about the difference between a very, very bad humanitarian emergency and an even worse humanitarian catastrophe.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy declared gun violence a public health crisis. He called for a ban on automatic rifles, universal background checks for buying guns, and penalize people who fail to safely store their weapons. None of these suggestions can be implemented nationwide without legislation passed by Congress.
The strategies that I lay out here for Congress and the country to consider, I believe, can take us down a different path, a safer path that will ultimately save lives.
The CDC is warning doctors to be alert for dengue cases. The tropical disease is breaking international records. The virus is spread by mosquitoes. Many infected people don't get sick, but some experience headache, fever, and flu-like symptoms. Severe cases can involve serious bleeding, shock, and death. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will appear in court tomorrow to plead guilty to a felony for publishing U.S. military secrets. This is AP News. The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled what would have been the country's first publicly funded religious school is unconstitutional.
The state's high court determined the school board's 3-2 vote last year to approve the application by the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma for the St. Isidore of Seville virtual charter school violates both Oklahoma and U.S. constitutions as well as state law. Oklahoma's Republican governor supported the school, but Oklahoma's Republican attorney general calls it a tremendous victory for religious liberty, saying the framers of the Constitution understood how to best protect it by preventing the state from sponsoring any religion at all. I'm Julie Walker.
Four men have been arrested after entering the grounds of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's home in northern England. A group called Youth Demand posted video showing a member it said defecated in the pond on Sunak's property. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.